Good morning. So, last week we had something that I can't remember ever having a time when church was canceled. Oh, that was just amazing. So, yes, I see a yes. I don't know if that's good or not. So, last week.
Vermont taught her that.
How many of you guys, when we had all that snow and everything, spent some time outside in the snow? Yeah. Was it pretty fun? Enjoyable? Yep. So, with that, do you guys have a favorite season? Summer, spring, winter, fall? Who says summer's like the best? Yeah. How about spring, where all the new life comes in? You got two so far. How about winter? Yeah. And how about fall? Yes, he's my kind of guy, actually, because I just think variety is one of those things that's really, really cool. We wouldn't want summer to be 365 days of the year. It'd be like, I'm hot all the time. You wouldn't want winter to be 365 days of the year, because then it would be cold. Yes, then it would be cold. So if I were to pull out this, you tell me what season that you think this most goes with right here. Yes, just
summertime,
right. If I were to wear these last week when we went out in the snow, well, first off, they're Witherleys. They wouldn't fit me, but besides that, I get really cold feet. Okay, so what about, do you guys know what this is?
An umbrella.
When would I need this?
April.
April, showers, yeah. What else? When would I need that? Spring, fall, winter. This is Oregon, right? We need this all the time. All right, what about these things right here? I got a pair of Grant's gloves and a hat. When would I need that?
Winter
time, last week. These got a lot of use. In fact, we had snow clothes everywhere last week. All this wet stuff, water all over the floor. Okay, so that's the weather, and we have our favorites, and we can either be happy or sad. We wake up and it's snowing on a school day, you're like, hey, this is pretty good, I'm pretty happy about that. But then that same thing, you're like, well, that means we're gonna have to go to school to the middle of June. That might make you kind of unhappy. So happiness is something that is kind of fleeting, depending on, you get steak for dinner, yay, but you have a big plate of lima beans right next to it. Oh, so that makes you unhappy, right? So happiness and joy must be different somehow from each other, right? And Pastor was talking about joy earlier, so I want to hit on that just a little bit. So, joy is different than happiness. Joy, I think of more as just like this deep abiding sense that God is in control. And based on that understanding, God's in control of everything, I can kind of live out life always having joy. And it doesn't depend an awful lot on whether I'm happy or not, right? So we had some of these other clothes right here. So I want this. Hang on. This represents joy to me, and I actually wear this thing all the time. The zipper's broken on it, but it's something that I hold. It holds me close in there. It keeps me warm. I have this deep abiding sense in the middle of me that everything is good. Everything is really good, and it's familiar, and I really would miss it if I lost it, so it's something that I love to keep really close. I think joy is kind of like that. That is something that we keep that deep abiding sense of who God is really close to us, and it keeps us warm deep down inside, just like my fleece over thing right here. So one of the good things I found as an acronym for joy, an acronym is where you have the letters and they actually stand for something each. Joy, if I use the J and I put Jesus and I put that right up at the top, right? And then I take the O and that stands for others. So Jesus, others, and then Y is for yourself. And their Bible, their scripture verses all about how that seems to be the order that God wants us to put things into, right? Wants him first, other people, love other people as you love yourself, and then yourself is in there, but it's right down here at the bottom. So whether circumstances are great or not so great, you have this deep abiding sense that God loves you and he has a plan for your life. And that's what I have for you this morning. Thanks for coming up.